Welcome to episode 737 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Psalms, a collection of songs and poems that span a wide range of human emotions and experiences, offer glimpses into the grand narrative of redemption that God has been writing since the dawn of time. Among them, Psalm 118 stands out as a prophetic song that showcases the redemptive work of God, culminating in the person and work of Jesus Christ. One of the key verses from the psalm, "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone," resonates with a profound depth, shedding light on the role of Christ in God's salvation plan.
Today's top 10 list.
10 insights from Psalm 118, from Jesus the stone the builders rejected.
Number 1.
God's steadfast love. Psalm 118 begins and ends with a refrain, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." The theme of God's unending and steadfast love anchors this psalm. In every age, God's people have faced challenges, disappointments, and moments of despair. Yet the constant through it all has been the unchanging love of God, a love that never fails, never gives up, and never runs out. This love would eventually manifest in the person of Jesus, the embodiment of God's mercy and grace, a love so profound that it would sacrifice itself for the redemption of humanity.
Number 2.
The rejected stone. Verse 22 of Psalm 118 speaks of a stone that was rejected by builders but later became the cornerstone. This is a prophetic reference to Jesus, who, though rejected by many in his day, particularly the religious leaders, would become the foundation of salvation for all. Jesus himself quotes this verse in the Gospels to make it clear that he is the fulfillment of this prophecy. In a world that often rejects the divine and seeks its own path, Jesus remains the unshakable foundation for all who believe.
Number 3.
The coming in the name of the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 26, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord." This proclamation anticipates the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Crowds echoed this verse, laying down palm branches and declaring Jesus as the one coming in God's name. Matthew 21, verses 8 to 9, "Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the tree and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Even the word Hosanna is a reference to Psalm 118. The Hebrew phrase from which Hosanna derives is Hoshi'ana, which can be translated as save, please, or save us now. In Psalm 118, verse 25, it is a plea for salvation and help. O Lord, save us. Hoshi'ana. O Lord, grant us success. Over time, especially during the period of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, the phrase Hosanna became not just a plea for salvation, but also an exclamation of praise. When the people cried out Hosanna as Jesus entered the city, they were simultaneously expressing their hopes for salvation through the Messiah and offering praise to Jesus as that promised Messiah. While they celebrated him then, it wasn't long before many of the same voices cried out for his crucifixion. What a difference from Sunday to Friday. And even in rejection and suffering, Jesus exemplified the steadfast love of God, choosing the path of sacrifice for the salvation of many.
Number 4.
Jesus, our salvation. The psalmist declares in Psalm 118, verse 21, "I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation." Throughout the ages, humanity has yearned for salvation from external oppressors, internal struggles, and the overarching weight of sin and death. Jesus, the rejected stone, is the answer to this cry. His life, death, and resurrection have paved the way for reconciliation with God, ensuring that those who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
Number 5.
The day the Lord has made. Psalm 118, verse 24. "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Often quoted in moments of celebration and gratitude, this verse holds a deeper messianic meaning. It points forward to the day of Christ's resurrection, the day when death was defeated and humanity was offered a path back to God. Every day is a gift from God, but the day of Jesus' resurrection stands as a unique testament to God's power, love, and redemptive plan.
Number 6.
The gates of righteousness. Psalm 118 verse 19, open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. These gates can be viewed metaphorically as the access points to God's presence, righteousness, and salvation. In the New Testament, Jesus declares himself as the door. It is through him that we gain access to the Father. He embodies righteousness and makes a way for us sinners to be deemed righteous before a holy God, not by our merit, but through his sacrifice on the cross.
Number 7.
God's right hand. Psalm 118 verses 15 to 16. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. This imagery is reminiscent of the power and authority of God, often represented in Scripture by the symbolism of his right hand. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, signifying his authority, power, and active intercession for believers. It's a reminder that the very power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power at work in us.
Number 8.
The binding of the sacrifice. Psalm 118 verse 5. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. This verse, while not directly quoted in the New Testament, echoes the suffering of Christ on the cross. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was bound not by cords, but by the weight of humanity's sins, and faced the wrath meant for us. His sacrifice was foreshadowed throughout the Old Testament and finds its culmination at Calvary.
Number 9.
God as the Helper. Psalm 118 verse 8. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. Throughout his ministry, Jesus often challenged the religious norms and human traditions that veered away from the heart of God. He demonstrated complete trust in the Father, teaching his followers that human approval is fleeting, but God's favor is eternal.
Number 10.
Christ's eternal reign. Psalm 118 verse 10. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. This speaks to the ultimate victory of God's anointed. Jesus, though rejected by the world, has been exalted as the name above all names. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess his lordship. Though surrounded by adversaries, the Anointed One triumphs over them all. Psalm 118 paints a vivid tapestry that captures the tension between suffering and sovereignty, rejection and exaltation. Jesus, the promised Messiah, stands at the center of this tapestry. He is the embodiment of God's steadfast love, the rejected stone that becomes a cornerstone, and the gate through which we find righteousness. This psalm, sung for centuries by the faithful, has found its deepest resonance in the person and work of Jesus. As believers, we're invited to see Christ in the words of this ancient song, to marvel at God's intricate plan of salvation, and to embrace Jesus as the foundation of our lives. Let the message of Psalm 118 deepen your faith, fill you with gratitude, and propel you to proclaim the unfathomable riches of Christ to a world in need. In a world filled with shifting sands and transient joys, Jesus remains the cornerstone, the stable foundation upon which our faith, hope, and love are built. Psalm 118 invites us to reflect on the steadfast love of God embodied in Jesus and the profound mystery that the rejected has become the foundation of our faith. Father, we stand in awe of the beautiful tapestry of redemption you've woven through the ages. As we reflect on Psalm 118, may our hearts be drawn to Jesus, our cornerstone. We thank you for your steadfast love that led Jesus to the cross on our behalf. Strengthen our faith, deepen our love, and embolden our witness so that the world might know the depth of your love. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.